This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to a best of the Michael Medved Show.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that there are great accusations out there, not just against men, not just against white people, not just against rich people, not just against young people or good-looking people or people who are members of certain exclusive clubs or secret societies or privileged organization. The claims are that you have an unfair advantage because you are privileged in some way or another. So what is the right response? And why is this the wrong way to seek for that mystical level playing field, that mystical idea of social justice? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There is a fascinating and significant new book, which is called The Perils of Privilege. But privilege is put in quotes. And the subtitle carries a very important point. The subtitle is Why Injustice Can't Be Solved by Accusing Others of Advantage. The author is a young PhD named Phoebe Maltz-Bovey. And she is New York-based. So what do you say when people say, well, naturally, as a privileged white female, overeducated, wealthy, young, healthy, I don't know, you probably have some other privileges that I don't even know about, Phoebe. What do you say about the fact that you should be disqualified from even discussing this subject?
Thanks so much, Michael, for having me on. Wealthy, I guess if everybody goes out and buys my book, perhaps, not just yet. I could talk about a few different things there. There are a bunch of different critiques out there of the concept of privilege. So the reason privilege is in quotes in the title is because it's a book about the concept of privilege rather than, if it were just The Perils of Privilege, no quotes, that would just suggest it's a book about it being dangerous to be rich, and I don't think it's dangerous to be rich. So there are sort of more conservative critiques of this phenomenon. Mine is a liberal left critique. So just sort of situating myself. If somebody asks what qualifies me, well, my PhD is actually in French, so not in privilege.
Well, wait. You could say the French have claimed privileges for themselves for years and years and years. I've looked through your book, and it clearly addresses a problem that many conservatives and increasing numbers of people on the center and in the left recognize, which is this notion that people are sometimes persecuted because of their perceived advantages. What is the proper response? And I want to get back to the question that I posed before, for people who say that you can't possibly look at the world fairly, you can't possibly see the world of the downtrodden, given your privileged background.
Right. Well, I think that the question of who sort of can say what in terms of identity politics relates to this, but isn't quite the same. But what I'm talking about in my book, so I talk about this phenomenon, which I gave it the acronym YIPIS, or which stands for Your Privilege is Showing. And a lot of arguments online, and I think this is at this point true, kind of across the political spectrum, involve not really discussions about issues, but one party tells the other party that they are too privileged to possibly be right about a particular issue. And what I think
and a lot of this occurs a lot of this occurs online, and your book really does appear to be very concerned about the back and forth in social media.
Yeah, so I think that's really, I had first noticed this phenomenon mainly among sort of equivalently privileged people offline, and I'm talking about like years ago, like when I was in high school, so like around the year 2000, so not last week. But I think with the internet, what's happened is that people are accusing one another of unchecked privilege, and they don't actually know much about one another, even in the sort of broadest demographic terms. But what they really don't know is any sort of individual circumstances. So I think that racism is real, and that black people are structurally disadvantaged in American society. I think what happens when we're talking about individuals is that individuals aren't just sort of walking embodiments of their demographics, and that's where things can get tricky.
1-800-955-1776, our phone number. The book is called The Perils of Privilege, Privilege in quotes. She's talking about the concept of privilege, as Phoebe Maltz-Bovey makes clear. The concept of privilege, not the idea that if people have privileges, they ought to reject them and rid themselves of that privilege. Your book comes out at the same time that there is a new attempt to put forward 10 ways you can actively reject your white privilege. Have you seen this, Phoebe?
No, I haven't seen this specifically. Where did this appear?
Well, it's highlighted all over Facebook right now, and the source is, so you say you've got white privilege, now what? It's from Marche Grass something newsacred.org. And they are from social justice warriors. And what they say, number one, for saying rejecting your white privilege is take up minimal space during anti-racism dialogues and protests. And number two, stop contributing to gentrification and calling it urban development. Reaction to either of those two recommendations?
While I share in a general sort of political bent, I'm closer to the so-called social justice warriors probably than some. I am on the left. What I think, though, is that I don't think that anti-racist advocacy is best accomplished by sort of etiquette guides and by encouraging white people to obsess about and discuss and sort of make these big sort of pronouncements about their own privilege. I think that what that does is, in a way, it just allows individual liberal or progressive white people to sort of present themselves as exceptions to the rule. I don't think that that's necessarily helping anybody. I think it's good to be a decent person, and especially to listen if somebody tells you that something. I think it's fine to tell somebody that what they've said is racist, and then, you know, I think it's good to listen to that. I think the problem with privilege is it's also just a bit more, it encourages a kind of sort of self-obsession and confession that I don't think is terribly helpful.
1-800-955-1776. So you say you would address this from the left, and that's very clear in your book. The book is called The Perils of Privilege. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. You say you see this from the left. How would society deal more effectively with the brutal fact that people, even within racial groups, even within gender groups, even within economic groups, will have very great differences in terms of advantages? In other words, not every black single mother family is created equal, for instance. Some of those black single mothers may be college educated and working regularly, and others may be dependent upon the social safety net. How would you think society could deal more effectively with the fact that there are such great differences in the advantages that people are born with?
Well, so that's where I think that the concept of privilege, if what's meant is just sort of a description of society, discussing how society is structured, I think the concept of privilege there can be very useful. I think where it's less useful is when you're talking about individuals and between two individuals, who has had it easier, who gets to say to the other, you've had it easy, you have no idea. I mean, everybody has their own specific situation, and I think that where I would say that just not using privilege in these sort of interpersonal situations, using it only to describe society, is helpful, because I think what happens if somebody, just to give the example, since I think this...
Well, we will get to that example in a moment. We need to go to a break. We're speaking with Dr. Phoebe Maltz-Bovey. Her doctorate is not in privilege. It is in French and French studies. Her book is called The Perils of Privilege. We will be right back with your calls on those perils and how to cope with them. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number.
You're listening to a Best of the Michael Medved Show.
Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. Over a million kids were subjected to learning loss and emotional harms caused by prolonged school shutdowns in our state. Now, those kids are being passed through the system without the harms being addressed. What if parents could direct funding so that their children receive the extra tools or tutoring they need? What if parents could choose the school that best fit their child rather than a one-size-fits-all system? Fund students, not systems. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
One minutes after the hour on the Michael Medved Show, speaking with the author of a new book, which is called The Perils of Privilege. Her name is Phoebe Maltz-Bovey. Lots of people have heard about white privilege, but it's not just white people who are privileged, or not just some white people who are privileged. It is, well, according to various classifications, can be based upon race or looks or health or any number of other categories. 1-800-955-1776. Let us go to your calls to Dion in Minneapolis. You're on the Michael Medved Show with Phoebe Maltz-Bovey.
Hello, Michael.
Hey.
I've been meaning to try to get a hold of you several times when you brought up the subject of white privilege. And I think people basically use it as an excuse as for why they're not getting ahead in life. I live out in rural Wisconsin, and I can introduce anyone to many, many poor, working class, you know, white families that live out that way.
Right. And by the way, that's something that Phoebe Maltz-Bovey acknowledges in her book, The Perils of Privilege. Phoebe?
So I think the concept of white privilege is something that is true in the abstract, but using it as a term to an individual isn't necessarily a very useful anti-racist approach, because a lot of white people, as you say, are not privileged. They're not rich. So if you tell a rich white person that they have white privilege, they might think, uh-huh, of course, that makes so much sense. But if you tell this to somebody who's white but not privileged in the usual or typical or classic sense of rich, it's just going to seem odd.
Let's go quickly to Rick in Philadelphia. You're on the Michael Medved Show with Phoebe Maltz-Bovey.
Michael.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for keeping the American conversation so vibrant and factual.
I appreciate it.
Dr. Phoebe, she addresses some of my concerns. I've heard of the white privilege thing about a year or so ago, and it spoke to what my parents had taught myself and my siblings, and I've parlayed to my own children and grandchildren, and that is those of us that are, we've always been taught we are privileged, but it's because we were born in the United States, and we were a poor working class family growing up, but we never felt poor. Because of the way my parents handled us. And we also never for a second thought we were white privileged, but we did have a tremendous sense of privilege just because of our American status. And I'm very concerned that just like the balkanization aspect you can have with racism and factionalizing and fractionalizing peoples, this whole idea of privilege can be so stratified and so variable that it's endless. And I wish we would all just take a point of backing way up, looking through a different lens where we see all of us as privileged and take the advantage that we can of that to the best degree we can. Frankly, having all this conversation come through my ears the last few months, I'm going to go out and make a bumper sticker that says POMP, P-O-M-P, proud of my privilege, just to help get the conversation going for those.
Well, certainly proud of your privilege as a born in the USA.
Born in the USA.
What about that, Phoebe? The greater question, if people do have that attitude, I'm the luckiest guy in the world because I was born in the greatest country on earth. Is there anything wrong with that kind of privilege?
I think that what your caller is kind of getting across is that being aware of one's privilege does not mean necessarily wanting to give that privilege up. So I think that if somebody identifies as white and feels privileged, and maybe for reasons that an African American would not feel privileged in America, I think, yeah, there's no automatic decision to then get rid of the privilege. So I think that's where we on the left need to maybe rethink our approach.
As someone on the left, do you believe that, say, Malia and Sasha Obama, the president's daughters, lovely daughters, do you believe those young ladies are privileged?
As I said, I think that on an individual basis, circumstances vary. I think that all things equal, it is more difficult in America for African Americans than for white people. But that
do you think that's true for Malia and Sasha? Do you really think that's true for the president's daughters, that they're going to have a more difficult time because they're black?
I think in day-to-day situations, they absolutely would, yes.
I
depends. I think if they're going, I mean, there was a famous incident a while back where Oprah was given a hard time in a store, I think.
In Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
That does extend to wealthy and famous people.
Yeah, I would be surprised if the president would agree with you. President Obama, that is.
I think it's possible to be fortunate, and that's why I don't think that using the term privilege to in these individual cases is very helpful.
Let's go to John in Minneapolis. John, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
My whole theory with privilege is just that my problem with privilege, if you will, is just that privilege seems, at least as it's popularly used, fundamentally based in comparison between one individual and another, who has it better, and so on. And that whole comparison is antithetical to gratitude. Gratitude being, I think, in my opinion, one of the things we are most lacking in our culture today. I'm curious.
And also gratitude being perhaps the greatest source of human happiness. What about that, Phoebe Bovey?
Well, I think that what this sort of concept of privilege has brought about is actually a lot of very ostentatious declarations of gratitude from people saying, I am aware of my privilege. So I think it's a bit complicated. I think it's good to be grateful. I don't think it's necessarily helping anybody else to announce gratitude. I think it depends on the context.
Let me announce gratitude for your participation with us. The name of the book is The Perils of Privilege. The author is Phoebe Mulch-Bovey. The subtitle, Why Injustice Can't Be Solved by Accusing Others of Advantage. And speaking of advantage, there's a new controversy that has erupted in Iowa. Why? Because two high school basketball rivals were playing a ferociously important game. And one supporters of one of the teams were waving American flags and dressed in red, white, and blue. What's wrong with that? Well, according to a number of sources, including the principals of both schools, it showed insensitivity. To what? Well, white privilege, of course. We'll get to that and more with your calls coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776.
You're listening to a special Best of the Michael Medved Show. If you want to go into the archives and visit the radio shows from 2015, 2010, and even before, become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. When you become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com, you get access to years and years of our previous shows, hundreds of Michael's commentaries, movie reviews, exclusive podcasts, and more. And it's also just a great way to support the show. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and subscribe today. Use the promo code SPRING40 for a special discount.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fully encrypted backups of things like photos and chat histories will soon be available to Apple users. The tech giant saying backups will be on its iCloud storage system. The goal is to keep them away from various entities and bad actors, including hackers. The move could also face pushback from governments. At Pearl Harbor, this year's theme is honoring its everlasting legacy.
Today, we reflect upon and reverence the sacrifices of the brave men and women who faced the tremendous challenges that would earn them the title of the greatest generation.
TV news anchor David Ono hosting the remembrance ceremony in Hawaii 81 years after the attack. A national baby formula shortage is expected to continue into the spring of 2023. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to a best of the Michael Medved Show.
Talking about ideas of privilege, there's an ongoing claim that it somehow is insensitive and seizing on privilege to wear red, white, and blue at a basketball game. This is a story from Iowa and reported on a local news source, KCCI.
Yes, a lot of people were very upset about it.
It just shocked me, and like I didn't understand what it was like, what it meant or anything.
Tyreek LaCour is a sophomore at North High School. He's also the starting point guard for the boys' basketball team. During Wednesday night's game, he didn't notice the tension within the crowds until later.
Everybody on the North Side has on like North shirts, and like to be dressed in American flags and stuff like that was just different for us.
Valley fans were decked out in red, white, and blue. Some even holding giant American flags.
Last night we had a USA theme, which we've done many times in the past.
Some North fans saw it as a political statement.
Even if that was their theme for the game, I feel like they should have switched that because everyone knows North is a more diverse school.
Like most controversies, social media got involved. Many Twitter exchanges got heated.
Everybody, like from Des Moines area, just tweeting crazy. And like I can say I fell into the trap just because like I was frustrated we lost.
It's really sad, and I just hope everyone can resolve it in the end, because no one at Valley meant it, and that way it was just for fun.
This is beyond bizarre. Look, I understand it. They're claiming that they were actually wearing the red, white, and blue to contrast themselves with this more diverse school. But since when is red, white, and blue an alternative to diversity? The theme of our country is E Pluribus Unum, out of many, one. Why wouldn't the other school, the North School, respond by waving their own American flags? Wouldn't that be even more important for a diverse school? Let's go to your calls and to Hayden in Fife, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Privilege does exist, but race isn't a factor in who has it. I'd suggest that the only significant privilege that does exist is family privilege, that growing up with a mother and father gives you much more advantage than any race or skin color ever could.
Sure, there's no question about it, which is why I use the example of Sasha and Malia Obama. I mean, they are the children of two brilliant, very wealthy, very successful parents. They're children of an intact family. And by the way, you talk about a privilege. This is something my wife writes about in her new book, which is the greatest privilege of all, the greatest advantage of all, is being part of an intact two-parent family, where that confers all kinds of advantages. But this notion that somehow everything is based upon race or where you come from, America exists to rebut that. And the one thing that I would try to submit on this idea of privilege, and this also goes to this controversy about the basketball game as well, is that constantly telling people you are a victim, that is more destructive than telling people you're privileged. Trying to tell people you're a loser, that you have stuff to overcome, that, oh man, you're starting out behind the goal line. Why is that helpful? Why does that encourage people to move up the ladder or to address inequalities? All right, the case of North High School versus Valley High School in the Midwest, in Iowa, it seems a little bit nuts, but when you get to it, there's a group of student leaders at the offending Valley High School who sent an apology formally to the principal of the school that, by the way, lost the game, the ones wearing the USA and red, white, and blue colors and waving American flags. That school won. But they nonetheless wrote this to the principal of the school that lost. It has been brought to our attention that the decision by the Valley High School student section to wear USA apparel at our game last night was offensive to members of your community and fan base. We are deeply sorry if we have offended anyone in any way. We have traditionally dressed in such a fashion for great games such as the one last night. Everyone here at Valley has immense respect not only for your team and players, but for your community as a whole. Please know that our intent was in no way to offend or demean, just to support our team in a way we have done before. At North, the school that was more diverse, that was said to be offensive, a sophomore named Denasia Spencer said a lot of people were very upset about it. Even if that was their theme for the game, I feel that they should have switched that, because everyone knows North is a more diverse school. Okay, where's the logic here? Why is it offensive to wear red, white, and blue for a more diverse school? In my experience, immigrants, people who are naturalized citizens, people who come to the United States, are the biggest flag wavers of all. I mean, this is where Steve King is wrong, the congressman from Iowa. And maybe it's no coincidence that his latest controversy, and really, Steve, come on, give it a rest. For Steve King to say you can't rebuild our civilization with other people's babies is basically a way of saying that there's no way to become an American. President Reagan, Max Boot pointed this out today in a fine column, President Reagan on more than one occasion said in speeches that, look, if you move to Germany, you can never really become a German. If you move to France, you can never really become French. If you move to different countries in the world, it's very tough to really become that nationality, but you can really become American if you move here from anywhere. Because America has never been based on blood or race or where you were born. It's based on your commitment to the red, white, and blue. So if you hold that to be true and you reject the Steve Kings of this world, why should you apologize? Because at a game, as you've done on many times before, you were waving the American flag. Let's go to Cheryl in Pittsburgh. Cheryl, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Thank you for taking my call, Michael. I grew up as a poor white child in a poor white family, in a predominantly black neighborhood. to the blacks as well as to the whites, I was discriminated against and considered white trash. Until the age of 10, I never even had my own bed. But one thing that I can say that was positive in my life was we were never on government welfare. My family was poor, but proud. They raised me to be proud. They raised me to be self-reliant and hopeful. And at the age of 12, I looked around at the other kids doing drugs, doing crime, doing things, and I said to myself, I am leaving here, and I am never coming back. And I have built a wonderful life with my husband, my children, and my family. And I do not feel that I had white privilege, Michael. I feel I had dedication, hard work, and something inside of me that wanted me to be a great American.
I appreciate what you're saying, Cheryl, and I think that again it goes to this idea that has been fundamental in this country, which is you can become an American regardless of where you started out. In other words, the one thing about the American idea that is about as core as it gets, it's a very, very foundation, is that notion that you can achieve things that your parents never dreamed of, that you do not need to replicate in your life the frustrations or the failures or even the languages or culture that your parents may have left behind. But that requires what has become sort of a lost American ideal, which is that we all aspire to something better, including the people who have come here to this country, including people who have worked their way up, as you clearly did, Cheryl. And may God continue to bless your American story. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
You're listening to a best of the Michael MedVed Show. For complete show archives, go to michaelmedved.com and consider becoming a MedHead. Use the promo code SPRING40 for some special discounts. It's all at michaelmedved.com. Click on the MedHead banner today.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates
when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to the Michael Medved Show and tuning in today as we run some best of material. We talk a lot here on the show about becoming a Medhead. That's our premium subscription at michaelmedved.com. Use the promo code SPRING40 to get a special discount on membership right now. One of the features you get when you become an exclusive member is our In Light of History podcast. And we wanted to give you a little taste of one of those episodes right now so you can see what you're missing if you're not already a subscriber. And if you are, be sure to check out more of our episodes. We've got dozens and dozens of specific shows just for our exclusive members. Again, it's at michaelmedved.com. So enjoy this sneak peek at one of our In Light of History episodes. This one about Reagan and taxes and what it means for today's politics. Enjoy.
And now, in the light of history.
We've got to teach history based not on what's in fashion, but what's important.
A look into the past for insight on the present, providing context for our current controversies.
We weren't just marking time, we made a difference.
Here's Michael.
Right now in Washington, D.C., no matter what time you may be listening to this, the chances are Republicans and Democrats are fighting about taxes. And the problem is they're not fighting about the right issue, and they're not fighting in the right way. Everybody knows that President Biden wants to raise taxes. The Republicans don't. Republicans lowered taxes during the Trump era. The Democrats were opposed to that almost unanimously. So what's an example of a tax reform that can actually unite people, bring them together? The best example, the Tax Reform Act of 1986 under President Ronald Wilson Reagan. It is generally considered to be, by historians, the most successful tax reform ever. It certainly got an unbelievable level of congressional support when the House passed the Tax Reform Act in 1985. It passed by voice vote with virtually no opposition. And then it passed the Senate the next year in June of 1986. It passed in a squeaker vote, not, of 97-3. So what was the secret for President Reagan and for his partners in this enterprise? His partners were a bunch of Democrats. They included the Speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill, and the Chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Dan Rostenkowski, and considered Dick Gephardt in the House. And they also included very prominently Bill Bradley, former basketball star, senator from New Jersey. What brought these folks together? The idea is very simple. It was more than tax reform. It was more than tax cutting or tax raising. It was tax simplification. The idea that we can cut taxes pretty much for everybody, provide all sorts of benefits, and the top tax rate in income was dropped by President Reagan from 50% to 28%. Now, think about that for a moment. That means if you're earning, say, $200,000 a year, which would have definitely put you in the top bracket in those days, if you're earning $200,000 a year and doing very well, you're saving $44,000 in taxes. That's huge. And at the same time, there were 6 million people who were dropped off the tax rolls altogether. Because one of the things that they did is they took 15 different brackets that existed before the law and reduced it to just 4. And part of the whole idea was getting rid of loopholes and special provisions and special deductions. One of the things that the tax reform did that is considered a tremendous success was they allowed the home mortgage interest deduction to continue. But other deductions that you would pay for having taken loans on other consumer items were no longer deductible. And part of what happened with this was it was also pushed very heavily by a new organization called Americans for Tax Reform, organized by my friend Grover Norquist. What was amazing about this was they began by agreeing that it was going to be intended to be revenue neutral. And the whole idea was to save the American people time. And by saving them time, you're also saving them money, simplifying the tax structure. One of the things that it did is it strengthened the alternate minimum tax, which had been introduced back in 1978, to make sure that people with tricky accountants could not get away with paying nothing. In other words, you could choose, rather than going through the whole process of complicated deductions and exemptions and special provisions. The corporate tax rate, by the way, was reduced from 50 to 35%. Now, the result of all of this was terrific for the economy. And most people say, though the economists argue about it, that it wasn't revenue neutral. It probably was revenue positive because the economic growth associated with the Tax Reform Act was so positive. The difficulty, of course, for President Reagan was it was passed in the first part of 1986. He was using some of the tremendous energy he had generated from a landslide victory for re-election in 1984. He won 59% of the vote. Can you imagine? And in that 1984 race, he won one of the biggest landslides in American history. He carried every state except for the home state of his opponent, Minnesota. And it came within 4,000 votes. It was so close for having the only 50-state sweep since George Washington. And, of course, we just had 13 states then, not 50. Reagan used that popularity. He didn't want to just coast. He wanted to change things. And the kind of change that he talked about ought to inspire us, even though shortly after this tax reform passed, he got caught up in the Iran-Contra affair. And despite his enormous popularity and enormous achievements, there were loud voices in Congress calling for his impeachment. But that's a different story. The one story and motto of the whole story for us is to take a page from Reagan's book, which is always a good idea for Republicans, because what he focused on was the one thing that Americans can agree on, which is not arguing about the levels of paying more taxes or less taxes, but just simplifying the whole thing. A situation in which every American gains, because if you talk about the literally billions and billions of hours people spend preparing taxes, then it's a terrific idea to go to that simplification mantra and theme. And this, for Republicans today, who are trying to counteract Joe Biden's efforts to very sharply raise taxes for everybody, I think that one of the ways that they can talk against that is an alternative, which is to potentially raise more revenue for the government, not by raising taxes on everybody or on anybody, but by simplifying taxes for everybody and stopping and cutting short some of the special advantages for various influential groups and groups of taxpayers that are currently part of the tax code. Let's hope for the best, because death and taxes, as Ben Franklin says, are immutable and unavoidable.
We hope you enjoyed that sneak peek at one of our In Light of History episodes. You can find dozens of these that are available just for our MedHead members at michaelmedved.com when you become a premium subscriber. Thanks so much for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. As the nation struggles with our legacy of racism and inequality, many well-intentioned Americans embrace lies about white privilege, the idea that people of European ancestry enjoy vast advantages based solely on their ongoing oppression of all people of color. But many measures of well-being contradict this simplistic theory. Most recent numbers show white life expectancy declining, while Asian American people can expect to live a full 8 years longer, and Latino children will live on average 4 years longer than whites. Suicide in America claims twice as many lives as murder, and white people have the highest suicide rates, almost double those of black people. The largest number of crime victims, welfare recipients, drug deaths, and most other measures of misery are white. This doesn't mean black families don't suffer from intolerable race-based inequalities that must be overcome. But it's no solution to focus on purported white privilege that actually doesn't exist. I'm Michael Medved.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.